Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph, and we're starting at the top line, Rabbi Yehuda Oima B'Yisrael Chodesh Echad. What is this referring to? So if we go back to the Mishnah on Ayin Omid Aleph, yesterday's daf, we started off the Mishnah that a person was Mader Es Ishtoi, Lehenes Loi. Unfortunately, things were not working well at home. Sholem Bayis was kind of specious. And therefore he made a neder against his wife that he's not going to go and supply her with mizoinos. So he said until 30 days, yamid parnas. He has to go and give someone who's going to give her the mizoinos. Remember we had yesterday a nice discussion. It's not that he appoints someone, but rather he calls out, kol hazon einoy mafsid. And that person works for 30 days, supplying mizoinos on a regular basis. I'm sorry?
The small stuff.
The small stuff. And Mikan, Mikan, more than 30 days, if they cannot work out a reconciliation during that 30-day period, give a get, and Ksuba, sayonara. And then we had Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda essentially agrees with the Tanakhama. He just adds in one wrinkle. And he says, Be Yisrael Chodesh Echad, Yekayim. I agree with you. 30 days, like we said in the Mishnah. Note here it says, Lamed Yoyim, here it says Chodesh Echad. Presumably, that's basically the same. And Ushnaim, but once you go past your first month, if they haven't worked it out, Yoitvi Tinksuba. Like the Tanakhama. What does Rabbi Yehuda add now? The Koyin! Because we're afraid that the Koyin might decide to give a get at the end of that month. And then after that, six months later, he's going to regret his hasty decision. And he's going to say, ay, I thought that the pasture was greener on the other side. It turns out that there are no shidduchim. My wife was ganz good. I want to take her back. But it's now too late, because he's a kohen. She's a grusha. I can't take her back. So therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, we give an extension, 2 months. And then in the third month, yoytzvi tinksuba. That's what we had in the Mishnah. So now, the first part about the Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda does not disagree. And that's what the Gemara focuses on. Rabbi, good afternoon. We're on the top line of Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. B'Yisrael Chodesh Echad. Frey to Mahayna Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda is just repeating what the Tanakama said. Vis-a-vis a Yisrael. What's the machloikis? Omer Abaye says you're 100% right. The Gabi Yisrael, there is no machloikis at all. He's just introducing by saying, yeah, Yisrael, I agree. It's the Kohenis Oslashminan. Kohenis means the Ashes Kohen, that instead of being just a 1 month period, it's a 2 month period. But you're absolutely right. No machloikis vis-a-vis Yisrael. No, the text of the Mishnah is very precise. Since the Tanakhama used the expression Lamidyoim 30 days, Rabbi Yehuda says Chodesh, as we know Jewish months are 29 days or 30 days, so therefore what Rabbi Yehuda is trying to tell you is not a full 30 days, once a Chodesh 29 days pass, we're done, and then on to the 30th day we start already going to Bezin, call the Sofer, write out the get, give a Ksuba, etc. So that's the machloikis between Abaye and Rava. Is there a real machloikis l'gabi Yisrael, or is there not? Now the Gemara goes back in general and talks about the halacha of this 30-day business. Omarav, lo yishana, when do we say this? Elibim mafarish. Mafarish means that he started off making a neder. I'm not supplying you with mezoinis for the next 30 days. Or chodesh echad according to Rabbi Yehuda. So he said mafarish very expressly and explicitly. Abu Bistam, if he said just in general, I'm not supplying you anymore with mezoinis, don't even wait another day. On the spot, once he makes that decision, he makes that neder, we go to Bezin, she takes her husband to Bezin and says, I can't live with a husband like that. That's the end of the marriage. Ushmul Omar, afilu bistam lo yoitzi. Even if he says, Stam, I'm not giving you any more mezoinis. We don't say immediately, because the purpose of the 30 days is to go and give him a chance to think about it so that hot tensions will cool off, cooler heads will prevail, and hopefully by the end of 30 days they'll have a reconciliation. That's how we have the machloikis. L'choira, one could learn pshat in Rav and Shmuel that their focus is on the text of the Mishnah. And in fact, L'choira, it works very, very well. Because if you go back to the Mishnah, Hamadr es ishtoi, melehen es loy, and then it says, Ad la medyoim yamid parnis, etc. The question is, How do you punctuate the Mishnah? Do you put a comma after Melehenes Loi, or do you put a comma after Ad Lamed Yoy? And the way Rav seems to be learning is Hamader Es Ishta Melehenes Loi Ad Lamed Yoy. If he made a neder and say, I don't want you to have Mezoinis for the next 30 days, no, 30 days Kemetzach Oshal. 30 days you can still hold out, and therefore Yamed Parnes for that 30-day period. Give a parnas. If after the 30 days are over, the husband says, okay, I'm going to continue giving him a zaynus, then everything is great. And then if he persists, yeser mikan, yoytzin tiksuv. In other words, yeser mikan would mean that instead of making a neder for 30 days, what happens if he made a neder for 40 days, or 60 days, or whatever? No. Yoytzin tiksuv. We can't live 60 days. So that's Rav that says b'mefarsh. According to Shmuel, hamadr sishtem el heneslar. A person makes a neder that his wife should not have an offer from him. For how long? Stump! Any amount of time. Makes no difference. Ad lamed yoim yamed parnas. We give him 30 days to work things out. Put a parnas there. Hopefully, during the 30 days, hot heads will cool off and we'll be able to have a reconciliation. That's the way to learn pshat. The Mishnah, and then each one would fit in very nicely. The Rajbo has other pshatim. And he says, that's not the pshat, because if that was the pshat, why does it say Ushmul Omar? Afilu b'stam, Shmuel should say that you read the Mishnah b'stam, that with the Mishnah started off that Chodesh Echad, Hamadar says Ishmael Hanis Loi. So what? Stop over there, comma, semicolon. That means b'stam. Then Adlam and Yoim Yamid Parnes. The fact that he says Afilu b'stam says the Rashi is mashma that's not how Shmuel is learning the text of the Mishnah, but rather he's saying I agree to the text like Rav is learning. He made a neder ad lamed yoyim. But it really loved afka lamed yoyim. Bistam, it could even be afilu bistam. Even if he just made in general a generic statement, I'm madar zishtoi, the same halacha would apply. We give 30 days because of we like to allow for a potential reconciliation. Okay. Zok Gimar.
What we learned yesterday was the philosophy where we said, she's mchuyav anyway, so we said we gave two terah perutzim.
So, we actually give three, and then we doich the third teretz, as you'll recall. Yes.
Right, so this bestam, if he says bestam, like also, it shouldn't be effective at all.
Bestam is not vis-a-vis the volume of the food that he's supplying, the dvarim gedolim, dvarim ketanim. The stam that we mean is in terms of time limitation. Is he limiting it for a day, for 30 days, for 60 days, for a year?
Why should it make any difference if she's contributing her own? She came here for her own upkeep.
So let me ask you a question. Besides Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, why is she coming to Bezin insisting on her get and she wants her ksuba? After all, Baruch Hashem, she has enough food to go and keep her alive and keep on going, and they could live like this for the next 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, that could be an option. She says,
Okay, so let's go back to the first pshat. So the first pshat of the Gemara was, but she doesn't get those Dvarim Ketanim. And she says, until now I could live without it because I was hoping, Chusakala, I endear myself to you, you'd endear yourself to me. And then eventually I would start getting those delicious, nice little pastries that I used to get when I was a kid. I remember my parents always, after the Suda, they said, okay, here now some delicious chocolates, and I'm going to be a Napoleon, and I'm going to have ice cream cake. I always love those things. It's not necessary I could live without it, but it was always something enjoyable and something nice. You've never given it to me until now, but I think, but now that you make a neder, you're not going to give it to me. No, you've crossed that red line. I can't live with you anymore. Either reconciliation or we're out of here. So for the next 30 days, the parnas goes and supplies her with those Napoleons and with those Danishes and with those chocolates and all the rest. Yeah, that's good for 30 days. What happens after that? Yes, amikan, so the Mishnah, if he's not willing to go and abide with her original menhagim that she was rogil bar, that she was so happy with, then she is a stickler on those small little items, on those little details, but those details make life kishmak. Oh, it's good. I have a nice little chocolate and a little Danish and a little ice is ice cream. And therefore, if he's not willing to supply that after the 30 days, then yoytzi v'yitzin ksuvim. So machlekin libitin now Rav and Shmuel would be, according to that first pshat, did he say that I'm not giving you any mezoinis for the next 30 days? Or did he say stop? That's machlekin Rav and Shmuel. Okay? So getting back to our Gemara, now Gemara says that this very machloikas we had already in the Gemara. Where did we have it? Only about 10 days ago on Daf Samach Aleph. And the Gemara quotes word for word what we had at that time. That very machloikas we had between Rav and Shmuel, it didn't relate to the Inyan of Mezoinis, agreed. but a parallel obligation that the husband has for the wife, and that is to supply tashmish amitza. Now, hamadris ishta mitashmish amitza. A person makes a neder. Now, he's not allowed to go and make a neder that I'm not going to supply tashmish amitza, because that's something that he's required to do. Sheirik suswa ino layigra. However, Rashi back on daf Samach Aleph said that he made a reverse neder, and he said, I'm not asking my tashmish on you, but I'm asking your tashmish on me. I don't want to have the hanoah from your tashmish on me. You can't force me to go and have hanoah. I'll be happy to give you, but I don't want hanoah from you to me. So under those circumstances, it sounds like a good lawyer that's drafting the documents over here. But if you do that, says the Mishnah, the wife can say, I can't live with that, you know. We have to have tashmish. This just can't go on. So what did it say in the Mishnah? How long was the neder, or how long are they going to have to suffer with this neder? So beishami amishteisha basis, up to 2 weeks. So beisul amrim shabbos achas for 1 week. And again, the Omer Rav machloikes from mafarish. Machloik between beishami beisul was when he's mafarish, when he says hamader is ishta mitasha shamita, says beishami up to 2 weeks. He says I'm not going to have enough for my wife from tashmish for the next 2 weeks. Then she has to abide by that and live with that more than 2 weeks. Yoitzvi tingsu. Well, Basil said, no, you don't give 2 weeks, you only give 1 week. What was the basis of the machlokes? You remember, because Beishami said, I learned it from an Isha Yoiledes for a Nekeva, which is 14 days. Yes. They are separated. And Basil said, no, I learned it from a regular Nida, where regular Nida, it's a 1 week period. Every month it's 1 week. So, Mekenzachos out, and you can hold out for 1 week. And again, over there, V'yomer Rav, Machloikis v'mefarish, Av b'stam, Yoitzli alta, D'yitin k'suma. Says Rav, that whole machloikis b'sham b'sil, when he said, b'feirish, ha-madr is ish v'tash shamita, l'shtei shabasois, or l'shabes achas. That's the machloikis. Av b'stam, if he said, in generic terms, I'm madr is ish v'tash shamita, I no longer want to have ano from my wife, from tashmish. Oh, and he said, stam. Then we don't wait a week, we don't wait a day. Yo, it's the out of the so right now, give a get an exuber. Rabbi, do you want to ask a question?
Yes. In the reverse situation, we are facing with a secretion. The Maise, you cannot have relations with her. So he's presumed to have relations with her. Either way, the result is that he is going against something indirectly for what he's pursuing.
No, yeah, I understand. I hear you loud and clear. If you'd be so kind, let's hold our hands here for a moment, but let's go back to Samach Aleph Amid Beis to the Mishnah. Samach Aleph Amid Beis. The Mishnah began 61b. Hamadir es ishtay mitash mishamita. The Mishnah that we're quoting here on Daf Ayin Aleph. So you have this Samach Aleph Amid Beis. It's still in the same art scroll volume. Masnisin Hamadir Sisha Mitash Shamita. Everybody have that? Samach Aleph Amid Beis? It'll be there. You'll get there shortly. Good. So Misham Yom Mishnei Shabbos Bisul Amram Shabbos Achas. Now let's look at the Lashon HaRashi, Rabbi, who addresses your question. Hamadir Sishtai. The Rashi is roughly 6 lines before the wide lines. Ki goyim de Omar ye oser hanoas tashmishcha olai. He says, I prohibit on myself having hanoah from tashmish with you. So I'm not asering you, I'm asering myself. Av hanoas tashmishi olecha, or olayich. If we would say, I'm asering that you should not have hanoas tashmish from me, loy mitzra, that neder wouldn't be chal. It would be meaningless. Don mishubed lo, he's mechuyev to go and supply hanoas tashmish to her. Tichsev she'irak susav oynosa lo yegra. Vachim makmin a bit of dark. So you see, but Rashi points out, if his words and the text of his neder was, I'm answering my tashmish on you, that's a no-no. That's meaningless. But if he says, I'm answering your tashmish on me, he says, I don't want to have a noah. So just like a person can make a neder that he's going to be a nozir and not have a noah from drinking wine, or make a neder, I'm not going to have a noah from eating cherries, he makes a neder that I'm not going to have a noah from tashmish from you. So that neder is chal. However, she has legitimate gripe and say, but like Rabbi is saying, But I have to have tashmish. That's part of married life. I can't live without that.
Yeah, the grapes are not affected. She's affected.
Oh, she's very much affected and negatively affected. So the question is, at what point can she take a legal stand and demand in Beis Din, I'm out of here. I cannot stay with such a husband for the rest of my life. So Beis Shammai says it's a 2-week period. Beis Hillel says it's a 1-week period. After that, if he doesn't agree to be mater neder, then guess what? She's out of here. So he has to give a get and a taksuva. So that's what we learned there in the Mishnah. And now we have the exact same question again. Did he make a beferish neder and say, I don't want to live with you? Again, not I don't want to live with you. I don't want to have hanoa from tashmish from you. Did he say that for 1 week or 2 weeks? Or did he say, stam? And the Mishnah says, we can put up with it. In other words, the wife is going to have to put up with that neder for 1 week or 2 weeks. And after that 1 week or 2 weeks, then she goes to bed and say, I can't put up with it anymore. So that's the same machloikis that we were just saying in our Mishnah. Is again, we're back on Ayin Aleph Omer Aleph. Beis Shammai Omer Shnei Shabbosim. Beis Holom Shem. Beis Hillel Omrim Shabbos Achas. V'yomarav. Machloikis b'mefarish. The machloik Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is that he made a neder mefarish, I aser tashmishcha or tashmishech alai. He asers her tashmish on him. And according to Beis Shammai, he added for the next 2 weeks. According to Beis Hillel, he added the words for the next week. And then after that, he was not willing to be mater neder, and he wanted to continue that. So what does it say in the Mishnah? Yoytzvi thinks, ah, well, this time, if he didn't make a 2 week or 1 week statement, he just simply said, Hanoas tashmishech alai, then don't wait a week, don't wait 2 weeks. Give a get, give a tsuba on the spot. No. In all cases, even if he said generically, I don't want to have any more Hanoas tashmish from you, because hopefully this 1 week or 2 weeks will allow for hot heads to cool off, and Seichel and the normalcy to prevail, and hopefully they'll get back together. So the purpose of the 1 week or 2 weeks is not the length of the neder, but rather the period of time to allow for the psychologist, the therapist, the marriage counselors to try to bridge the gap and get these guys together. So we have the same machlokes twice. Why did they have to repeat it? We could have just simply said, Omerav, Omishmuel, eyeing back on Daf Samach Aleph and Beis, and the same machlek is there, applies here. So, Jimon, I'll tell you why. Tzricha, the Itmar Behahif would only say over there. Behikom Rav, that Rav said if you're talking about, I'm sorry. Yeah, but he, in that Gemara, Daf Samach Aleph, there Rav said, there's a machlek is 1 week and 2 weeks, be mafarej. And if he was said at this time, over there, we don't have this Eitzah. Okay, let's try to work things out over a period of time. In the meantime, we'll give you the Dvorim Ketanim, like we just spoke about a minute ago. We'll have a Parnas, Kol Hazon, Einoi Mavsid, and we can work things out. Avabahah, the Efshar Beparnas, Avabahah. In our case, the Efshar Beparnas, our case meaning our Mishnah, which is talking about Mezainis, their things can be worked out with a Parnas. In other words, there are other options. Maybe he would agree with Shmuel, and he would say that if you're talking about a case, not only a Mishnah can be talking about a case in Mefarish, but it can even be talking about Bistam, and even Bistam, lo yoitzi, don't say, no, shnel, yoitzi v'yitin ksuba, let's wait a month, let's talk about it, let's see what we can work things out, because she's not suffering during this month. She's Baruch Hashem getting these Dvarim Ketanim through the Parnas. In fact, these are Dvarim Ketanim that she never received until now. Maybe she's delighted with this new arrangement. So therefore, Rav would hold like Shmuel. V'yitmar b'ha, if we're only talking about in our case, in our Mishnah, b'ha k'omah Shmuel, even b'stam, you don't go and say, yoyitz v'yitin k'suv of the altar, but we wait. We shouldn't be after the Parnas, because in fact we have this Parnas option. But in the case of the Tasha Shemitah, obviously you cannot go and designate someone and say, Kol Abal Ishti Eina Mafsid, you can't do things like that. So that's why you have to have both Machloikis, and both in the case of Mezoinis and the case of Tashmish HaMita. So now the Gemara is going to ask from the next case in our Mishnah, where yesterday we continued on, Tanan HaMadris Ishti Shemitah Titoin echad mikol ha'peiros, yoytzim yitin ksuba. On the surface, it sounds like the husband says to the wife, I mother you, that you should not eat any more, yes, to take the example, cherries, for period, you shouldn't take any more cherries, it makes a neder, then yoytzim yitin ksuba, shnel yitin ksuba li'alta. And if you remember, once again, Rabbi Yehuda said, by Yisrael, staka one day. If it goes into the second day, too late, tough luck, you have to go and give a get mitaksuba. However, by Kohen, we give him an extra day, 2 days on the third day. What's going on over here? How come in the Reisha, when we talked about Mizoinus generically and generally, there we talk about a situation of a month, and by Kohen, 2 months, and here, when we're talking about the situation of the cherries or the peiros, it's a day or 2 days. What's going on? What's mamanishtana? It's Mishlam the Rav, it's very simple. Kam bistam, kam mafarish. Because Rav said that the reish of the Mishnah is talking about the mafarish. Right? Look at the fourth line of the Gemara. Omer Rav, lo yishonu elu b'mafarish. That's why it says in the Mishnah, lamejoim or chodesh yomim, yo b'mafarish. Al bistam, what happens if he didn't say 30 days? He said, Stam, I asim mizoinis on you, I'm not going to supply with mizoinis, then you're allowed to eat in suva. La'alter, shnal. So the second case on our Mishnah, Taka doesn't say lamed yoim, it doesn't say choydish. It just says, hamadras ishalei tita mechem yikol ha'peiros. Nu, oi bazoi. So like Rav, this works so beautifully. The ratio of the Mishnah is talking about mefarish, 30 days, hold out 30 days. But Bistam said, Rav, yoitzel li'alter, that's the second case of the Mishnah, yoitzel li'alter, we eat in suva. And the Shmuel that said, "Afilu b'stam," it makes no difference. Mafarish stam, you always give the 30-day grace period. Hopefully, hotter heads will cool off. So, what's the difference between mizoidis generically and specifically peiros? Mechayrus, the same thing. So, in this case, it should also say 30 days. And you cannot tell me, well, that's really what the Mishnah means, 30 days, because you see, Rabbi Yehuda immediately says right after that, "V'Yisrael yoyim echad." So you see that we're talking about 1 day. No, why is this 30 days? Why is this 1 day? According to Shmuel, I swear. Every malchum ayiskinu kigoyishinodu he v'kayim lo ihu. We mentioned that already yesterday, and that's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. That although the Mishnah on the surface it doesn't sound like that, hamadar ishtoi sounds like the very beginning, right? It's the same words. Hamadar ishmal henes loi adla bejoyim. Here, Hamadis Ishtoi, Shaloi, Titoim, from one of the Peiros. Right. Sounds like the same words. Shmuel, however, is forced because of his pshad about that everything in Bistam and Mefarish, it's all the same. How is he going to distinguish between the first case and the second case? Second case is going, Shinodrihi, she made a neder. What was her neder? I'm not going to go and have any Hanoa from Cheres. And the husband heard it. The husband could have said, no, that's not the right thing to do. I want you to eat cherries. After all, that's one of my favorite desserts, and I don't want you to say you're not going to bring cherries to the table because you're afraid of your Yetzirah, you're going to want to eat it. No, we want to go and eat cherries. He could have been Mefer, but for some reason he was not Mefer. He either affirmatively asserted himself and said, I'm hereby Mekayim your neder, or Bishtika, he didn't say anything. If you don't say anything, automatically the neder is Mekuyim. Okay, so what happens now? The Kasavar Meir, who noisen etzva beishi neha. And the Meir holds, we had this expression already before in the Gemara, it's an interesting expression, that who, the husband, he is the guilty party over here. What do you mean the guilty party? Everybody agrees that the dust has settled, she made the neder, he was Mekayim, either affirmatively or by his silence. And now the question is, where do we go from here? Where we go from here is she's going to go and get her get. But is she going to also receive her ksuba? It depends who's responsible. If he is responsible for this neder, then he has to go and pay. He has to go and give the ksuba. If she is responsible for the neder, then it's a tough luck on her. Who asked you to go and make a silly neder like that? And if you want to have a reconciliation, don't go and demand your get and your ksuba. No. The whole premise of our Mishnah is that she is the one that's the plaintiff going to Bez and saying, I can't take it any longer. I just can't take it. I made a neder on cherries, hoping that my husband would go and say, oh, no, let's not ask a cherry. Let's think about it. I am made for your neder. And he wasn't made for it. And the Gemara is going to say later, the fact that he wasn't made for sounds like that he hates me and that he really wants to get rid of me. If he wants to get rid of me, then I want to get out of here. Of course, if she has a change of heart and she wants to be matronator, that would be the easiest thing to do. But apparently that's not her mindset. Her mindset is to get out of here. So therefore, if we say that he is the culprit, then he has to give a get plus a ksuba. If she is the culprit in this whole proceeding, then she gets her get, but she doesn't get the ksuba. It's your own fault. So Zokti Gemara, by the fact that it says in our Mishnah, by the way, our Mishnah doesn't give us a name for the Tanakhama. We know Rabbi Yehuda is the Bar Plukta, but it doesn't say who the Tanakhama is. The Gemara assumes that it's Reb Meir, because Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. Because of Reb Meir, who knows an Etzba Beishinah, he took her finger, maybe I should say Etzba with an hey at the end, but that's what it means. He took her finger, put it between her teeth, and said, now clench your teeth and bite. Oi, does that hurt when you go and bite your own? Sometimes you bite your own tongue by mistake, right? That can hurt. If you put your finger in and you bite your finger, it can also hurt. So, but the point of Remei is, who knows it? He is the guilty party, and that's why it says in the Mishnah, Yoitzim Yitzing Suvi, he has to pay the Suvi. Reiti Mar, Sub Remei, who knows an Etzbeishinel? Does he really hold that in this type of circumstance? Because he was Mekayim, he is the bad guy, and he has to go and give a ksuba. But Tanya, I have a befeidish abraisa, also with Remeir. Ha'isha shenodra benozir. So she didn't ask her cherries, but she asked her wine and grapes, like a nozir. Okay, and isha can be noida benozir. V'shom abad, right? Everybody agrees. Yeah. I was once at a shir of a rabbi, as my father's Kran Bracha would say, he wasn't a major league rabbi, he was a minor league rabbi. And they were talking about the parasha of Naziris. And when he talked about the parasha of Naziris, he says, I know for sure a man can be another. I'm not sure whether a lady can be another. So I didn't say anything. After the shira, once I showed him a chumash. I forgot. Anyway, but the point, and we have a raya. If you don't know the pasuk, we know for sure from the Gemara that the isha can be another. Just like they say in some of the Litvish yeshivas where they weren't makbet to learn Tanakh, but they learn Gemara. Someone says, I have a befeirish raya. The Moshe and Aharon were brothers. What's the raya? Morin Sanhedrin says, who are the following that apostle the aid is? Achim apostle the aid. But Philip Moshe and Aharon, Achim, who happened to be in them on him, have the question. Achim apostle, is Achab the Feirish and Gimara that Moshe and Aharon were brothers? So here too we have a Feirish and Gimara that Isha can be Neneris, nothing. But it also says in the apostle. Okay, so she made it
apocryphal. That's not apocryphal.
Not apocryphal.
Since she's not, has a din of Tuma, but she's a Bas Kohen, she doesn't have the din in there.
She's not a Bas Kohen, she's an Ashes Kohen.
Well, no, I'm saying that she'd be a Bas Kohen. She doesn't, she can matama to people. She does have all the stringencies.
So every Kohenis can matama to people. So, okay, good. Anyway, so Isha should not have been if she took upon herself Naziris, Vishoma Bala, and the Bala was there and he heard the Nader. See, he could have been Mefer for Lehefer, but he was not Mefer. So what happens now? The Lehefer law. So now the marriage is at an end because he can't stand it, like the Amora says, Efshi be Isha Nadronis. But now the question is, who has got to pay for the Ksuba? Well, give a guess. Marriage ends. But who pays for it? Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, same Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda Oyman. He nosna etzbe shinel. She is the culprit. Before we said, who nosna etzba? Now he nosna etzba. She put her own finger between her teeth. In other words, who asked you to make this nedim and aziris? Are you a mishigana? But that's what she wanted to do. So now if that's what she wants to do, and that prevents the marriage from coalescing and getting together, nope, then it's her own fault. She gets her get, but she's not going to get a ksuba. And lefichach, im rotza habal lohofer, yofer. It doesn't mean now. After she already was Makabah. We mean, if initially on the first day when she made her nade, the one who wants to be Mefer is untied. V'im Omar, if he says, I don't want to be Mefer, I never heard of such a thing that a married woman should go and take Naziris on her own without consulting with me. She wants to be a Nazir. Who says, I want her to be able to go and drink some wine and eat grapes and all the rest? Teitze, Shaloi Biksuba. Why? Because the mayor and the beauty hold he knows the etzba. It's her own fault. It's self-inflicted. So you're not entitled to a ksuba. And that's, of course, now the stira. Because Remei, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, says that you do have to, in the case of noideris on cherries. The two cases are mamish parallel. It says in the Mishnah, Nodrehi v'kaim la'iyu, we're talking like Shmuel, she made the neder. Here too, she made the neder. The difference only is here's cherries and here are grapes. We could say the Mishnah is also talking about grapes too. It doesn't have to be dafka cherries. Just I happen to like cherries, so I mentioned cherries. But it doesn't have to be. And what does it say in our Mishnah? It says, Rameir, within a day, go, give a get, and be moitzik suma, because he's the culprit, because kaimla. Here's the same case we're talking about Naziris. He was Mekayim because he was not Mefer. And Rameir said, no. Toitzitzei, shaloi biksuma. It's a chassir, Rameir, and Rameir. But let's finish off the braisa. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lozer, Oimrim, who knows an etzba ben shinel? It's who? He is the culprit. He's the one that put the finger in. And the fichach, him rotzim ba'al ha'ofer yofer. Initially, he could have been Mefer. But if he decided not to be Mamri, he should not draw this. Yoitzim yitzim ksuba. He does have to give a ksuba because he's at fault by being Mekayim the neighbor. He could have been Mefer. You want to be Mekayim? Fine. You put the etzba ben shinel, you got to go and pay, you have to give a ksuba. So I have to steer Rameh Rameh. I see Rabbi has another question.
She could make Adoras Nedorim.
For
why
sure.
Is the Baal guilty? She is guilty for not making Adoras Nedorim. She should not be entitled to the Ksuba. She has a way out.
There's no question that she could if she wanted to, but she doesn't want to. And in fact, she is the one that's the silent plaintiff. I say silent because the Mishnah doesn't really mention it, but that's what's going on over here. Who is the one that's going to go and say, Yitzin get, Yoitziv Yitzin Ksuba? It's because somebody's demanding it. Who's demanding it? He's not demanding it. As far as he's concerned, he would continue the marriage. She's the one that says, I cannot live with this. I can't live without getting my Napoleons with a cherry on top, or without getting my chocolate and ice cream. I cannot go and live with someone who's Mekayim my Nedarim. So, Shoita, don't make Nedarim. You don't have to worry about it being made for or Mekayim. But apparently she wants out of this, and therefore she made a neder. He was Mekayim. That's the last straw. I was sure he was going to go and be made for my neder. I mean, she is, it's a self-inflicted wound. Who asked her to go and go and take upon herself Naziris? So, but that's what she wants to do, and now she wants to end the marriage, because if she was silent, she could just say nothing, Gornish, and she'll be a Nazira, and she won't eat the cherries and finish. He's not demanding to get, she's the one that's demanding it. So, the question is, who has to go and now and pay the ksuba or not? That's our machlekes. Okay? So getting back to our Gemara, we have the stira. Our Mishnah, it sounds like he has to go and pay the ksuba, that's what it says. And the Braisa said, no, he does not have to pay the ksuba. Is the chasir Rameir on Rameir? Zok Gemara, it's such a good kasha epach. We're going to switch it around. Meaning, in this Braisa, instead of saying, Rameir Rabbi Yehuda Oimrim, he nosna, and therefore teitzi shalei b'ksuba. Eipach Rameir Rabbi Yehuda Oimrim, who noisin etzva beishinel, and therefore he will have to give a ksuba. Just like in our Mishnah, Rameir says give a ksuba. In this Braisa, give a ksuba. Sholom Yisrael, Rameir and Rameir are consistent. And on the other hand, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Lazar, we've reversed them too. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Lazar Oimrim, he nosna, and therefore since she is the guilty party, the culprit over here, she will not get a ksuba. With this, Baruch Hashem, everything is fine vis-a-vis Rameir. However, as we'll see in a moment, but now we have other problems. And that is Rabbi Yossi, v'sava Rabbi Yossi, he nosna. Now that you've reversed it, and Rabbi Yossi says, since he nosna, there is no ksuba, guess what? Go back to our Mishnah of yesterday. What not? Rabbi Yossi Oimer, what happens in a case where she swore not to go and use cosmetics, and the husband was Mekayim the Neder? So the Tanakhama said that's also one day, 2 days, and goodbye. But Rabbi Yossi said, no. It depends whether you're talking about Anniois or Ashirois. But Anniois, Sholinos and Kitzva, if it was that she made the Neder, and she didn't give a Kitzva, in other words, this was, if you will, forever, she didn't go and set a time limitation, then it says in the Mishnah again, Yoitzi v'yitin Ksuba. So we see from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi also holds that in the case where she made the neder and he was Mekayim, that he is the guilty party, and you have to go and give a ksuba. You just finished saying after you switched it. According to the original gears of the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi were consistent. Because Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah says, he's guilty, Yoitzi v'yitin Ksuba. And Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi v'blaza Oimrim, who knows an etzba and the fichach? He has to go and give a ksuba. But now that we've switched it around, and Rabbi Yossi is the one that says, he nasna, we're of Kahat Tzuris. Because our Mishnah says, he has to pay ksuba, and here we're saying, you don't pay ksuba. So Timur, you're right. We have to do a further surgery on this brisa. Nebuch, the poor brisa. Eim remeiv Reb Yosi oimim. Instead of remeiv Reb Yehuda oimim, it's remeiv Reb Yosi oimim who noisin. And therefore, remeiv Reb Yosi of the brisa will be consistent with remeiv Reb Yosi of our Mishnah. The both of them hold, depending on the circumstances. Yoytzi v'yitin ksuba, because both of them hold who noisin. He's the one that's guilty. Says the Gemara, and we finish off. And Rabbi Yehuda blows. Oimim he nosna. Pray Timur, but I have another problem. The son of Rabbi Yehuda, he nosna. Rabbi Yehuda holds that she is the one that's guilty, and therefore he doesn't have to give a ksuba. Guess what? Rabbi Yehuda is also in our Mishnah. But now Rabbi Yehuda, Oimim b'Yisrael yoymechad yekayim, and by a kohen it would be 2 days. But if more than 1 day, 2 days, guess what happens? Yoytzi v'yitin ksuba. So then our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, is also on the same train, with the same train of thought as Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. All three of them are in our Mishnah of yesterday. And all three of them say, depending on the whether it's Stam, the Mefarish, whether you're talking about a case of Mezaydis generally, you're talking about she made the Neder, he made the Neder. But after everything is said and done, if the deadlines have passed, guess what? Yoytz v'yitin ksuba. You just say now, according to Rabbi Yehuda in this brisa, he nosna that no ksuba. Says him, but you're absolutely right. And we do a third surgery on this brisa. Nebuch, poor brisa. Eima, Remeir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Oimrem, who noisein. All three of them are in our Mishnah of yesterday. They all agree. He put the etzer Beit Shinel, and therefore he's the one that's going to have to pay the ksuba. Reb Loza Nebuchol by himself, three against one. Reb Loza Oimer, he nosna, and she will forfeit her ksuba. So Timara, the Imtim Tzoloimer, if you're not happy with that pshat, because zugi, tani, you say to yourself, Mamayla to go and switch around the persons and say, well, Reb Yosi said this and this and that. Okay, I'm not happy with it, but I can live with that. But to go and change two against two, the three against one, doesn't sound right. So Timur, Eima, Remeiv, Reb Loza Oimrim, he nosna, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi Oimrim, who noisein. And basically what the Gemara is telling us is, go back vis-a-vis Remeir to square one the way we started off in the first place. Remember the first wide line, Remeiv, Reb Yehuda, think of Reb Yehuda, Remeiv, Reb Yehuda Oimrim, he nosna, and therefore you are potter v'n gimik suva, teitish v'leik suva. So we'll have two. Remeiv Reb Loza. We'll have Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi, Oimim, who noisein. So Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi will be consistent with Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi of our Mishnah of yesterday, that if he made the Neder at the outset of the Mishnah, or if she made the Neder in the last two cases of the Mishnah, and he was Mekayim it, what's the din? He's the guilty guy. He has to go and give the Ksuba. So Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi are consistent with our Mishnah. You only have a problem, Remeir and Remeir are not consistent. But the whole kasha started off based on a premise that Stam Mishnah Remeir, so probably our Mishnah goes according to Remeir. Says Yimov Hastam with the like Remeir. You're right. Probability 90% of all Mishnah Stam Mishnah is Remeir, but this is one of the 10%, 5% that it's not Remeir, and if we don't ever see Remeir and Remeir in the first place, so we're back. We're fine.
Who is it?
Who is it?
If not Remeir.
If not Remeir, the Gemara says that even though all Mishnah is according to Remeir, but they go Aliba der Bekiva. Because Rabbi Kiva was the Rebbe of Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lozman Shimua. So if we can't say Remeir, it's ultimately Rebbe Kiva. So getting back to our Gemara, so now I don't have a Stira Remeir and Remeir anymore. And Shalom al Yisrael, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah holds, who know you say, yeah. And then this unidentified Tanakama, presumably Rabbi Kiva or someone else, the Gemara doesn't identify. They are the ones that hold that who knows saying, and therefore he has to go and give, he put the finger in, he has to go and give the ksuba, and the other man, the amount of the Frank Timara, the suburb of Yoisi, Baniyoi Shaloi Nosit Kitzva, Alma Baal Motzi Meifer, or a minu. In other words, if we're saying in our Mishnah that by Aniyoi Shaloi Nosit Kitzva, she made a neder, he was Mekayimit, there was no end to it, no timeline, no time limitation, he has to go and give a get with the ksuba because he's the guilty party, he should have been made. Frey Timara, are you telling me that on that neder, a Baal is able to be Mayfair? Or I'm going to ask you a kasha. As we'll see, not all Nedarim can a Baal be Mayfair. And initially the Gemara says a Baal can only be Mayfair, Inui Nefesh. Later on, we're going to have Beinoy Beino, but let's wait until we get there. So, what does it say? Eilu devarim shabal mefer. Which type of nedarim can a baal be mefer? Devarim sheyesh ben inui nefesh. Things which involve inui nefesh. Why? Because it said in the pasuk, "V'chol shvuas isor la'anois nefesh, isha yikimenu v'isha yifirenu, isha yikimenu v'isha yifirenu." Any type of neder la'anois nefesh that causes internal pain, la'anois nefesh, inui nefesh, the husband has the right to be mekayim or to be mefer. Now, how do you define inui nefesh? Zot Yimar, Zot the Mishnah, or the Braisa, im erchatz im loy erchatz. If I'm going to go and take a shower, not take a shower. I'm talking about a woman that's making this neder. Im eskasher im loy eskasher. If I'm going to adorn myself with makeup or cosmetics, or if I'm not going to, that's inui nefesh. And therefore, that a husband has the right to be made for and say, no, sorry, I'm not masking. That's a tanakama. Rabbi Oisi, ein elin in the neder inui nefesh. That's not called inui nefesh. You know what is inu nefesh? Eilu heinu inu nefesh. Shlo yoichel basar. I'm not going to eat meat anymore. Shlo yeshta yayin. I'm not going to drink wine. That's inu nefesh. You're preventing yourself from eating all of the wonderful foods that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has blessed you. That's the inu nefesh. But erchatz or eskashet, those eyes can inu nefesh. Shlo yeskashet. What about shlo yeskashet? Not adorning yourself with perfumes and cosmetics and makeup. Those nishkan inu nefesh. But rather, the big tzavoinim, if she has swore herself not to go and wear multiple types of garments, colored garments, in other words, she's only going to wear chwais black every single day of the year for the next 365 days. So taprashi, that's a gnai bezoyin hula, meskana olav. Women that only wear the exact same clothes the whole year without any change of wardrobe and having some color in their clothing from time to time, does eist inu nefesh. Inu nefesh for her, inu nefesh for her.
As opposed to men.
As opposed to, yeah, men we're the same, yeah.
Understand if it's Niskana, if she's unpleasant to because she won't change her clothes. Certainly, if she doesn't wash or put on or she promises never put on makeup, she'll certainly be Niskana love. How can we say that the clothing is Niskana love and the other things are not? I don't understand that.
So apparently you feel exactly like the Tanakama feels. The Tanakama feels if she makes a neder not to go and take showers or baths.
Right, or certainly if she's going to wear the same clothes every, it's certainly alachas kama v'kama.
So, as you know, today is the 21st century. Years and years ago, people didn't have baths and showers and private bathrooms and all that. They didn't have powder rooms. They didn't have a bathroom that you go into and you find is the most gorgeous room in the house with marble, and they have these smelling salts and it smells from here to Canarsie. They didn't have that years ago. And people had outhouses, and if you wanted to take a shower in your bath, you had to go to the public bathhouses. And even today, if you have people that come from third world countries who have not lived with that, sometimes you can feel and smell the stench when people are walking down the street or going to the subway or something.
Downwind.
You're just not used to it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Because they're downwind.
Downwind. Okay, I guess downwind. Yeah.
When my father-in-law came from New York to Mir in 1929, uh-huh. They didn't tell him in advance there were no bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, go to the forest.
Exactly.
So Gewalt.
Well, we hold outhouses. Okay, so these concepts are, to us, it's inu nefesh, living with a wife. If she didn't take a bath, he probably also didn't take a bath. So then you can have a competition. Who smells worse? But this is what the Yossi says. Dos kemen zich aushalten. We can live with that. But inu nefesh oichel basish shayin pigit zavoyin, and that you can't live with. So that being the case, for Timura, so don't we have a problem in our Mishnah? We have a taina on the husband. Why were you mekayim the neder? Rabbi Yossi should go and say, he couldn't be made for neder if he wanted to, because this type of eskashet business, and although Yossi leaves room for eskashet bigdi tzavayim, but the Mefarshim say, stam the word eskashet doesn't mean bigdi tzavayim. So stam the word eskashet means to adorn yourself by putting on cosmetics, makeup, or perhaps even jewelry, because those go directly on the skin, as opposed to talking about the bigdi tzavayim. So therefore, when it says in our Mishnah Shloit eskashet, according to Rabbi Yossi should go and raise his hands and say, me, the Baal, I have no right to be made for that neder. The only right I have to be made for is if you would go and talk about Basar and Yayin, or you would talk about Bigdi Tzavoyim, that I can be made for. But the fact that you're not going to be Miskashin, I don't have the ability. I, It's not, I don't have the authority. That's not inu nefesh. So why does Rabbi Yossi say he should have and he could have been made for him because he wasn't? He's the guilty guy, and therefore he has to go and give a ksuva. He should say, I don't have the power and authority. We're not talking about alz inu nefesh. We're talking about beinoy lebeina. Now there is. It's true that this parsha beinoy lebeina has in it a number of examples. However, our Gemara is really only focusing on one particular example of Beinoy LeBeinah, and Rashi says it's talking about that she made a neder against using a depilatory. A depilatory is a hair removal type of agent to go and remove the pubic hairs down below. That's the second line of Rashi. B'dvorim she'Beinoy LeBeinah sam hameisher es haseir, using some sort of sam. Sam doesn't mean necessarily a poison. It could also mean an agent that allows for the removal of the hair down below. Now, why would he be concerned about that? Because if there is a large accumulation of hair, he can say that that interferes with bia, either interferes literally or at least interferes with his hana'ah from the bia, and that's why it's a dvarim shebeino levina. I don't want hair down there, because it's causing me troubles or it's taking away from my hana. Oh, there, in that case, he would have the ability to be made for it, and that's what the Mishnah L'Choyra could be talking about. That why do we have a tan on him for having allowed this neder to be mekuyim? He wasn't made for it, because that's the neder of the iskasha that we're talking about. We're not talking about perfumes, we're talking about eye makeup, we're talking about a depilatory to use down below. According to that mandiyama, that's good. So why weren't you mefer? In fact, this is the very machloikas. The intmar dvarim shebeinoy lebeina, this type of neder that we just spoke about, which obviously affects beinoy lebeina. Rav Huna amar bal mefer, he can be mefer. Therefore, according to Rav Huna, the mission is fine. Says Rabbi Yossi, why weren't you mefer? You are the guilty guy. You put the etzva bein shinel. You got to pay for the ksuba. But Avad Bar Hava Amar Ein Abal Mefer Shele Metzinu Shuo Shemes Ba'afar Pir. What does that mean? It's of course an expression. We never found a fox that dies in its own foxhole, because the fox is used to its surroundings, and maybe it's a little bit stuffy from time to time, but Shuo lives there and knows how to deal with that. From time to time it'll take its nose and go and pierce and go out and smell a little bit and go back in again. So the point over here is, of course, this is as an expression, but the Gemara just means to say is the reason why the Baal can't be mefer in this particular situation with a depilatory, because he can live with it. He may not be happy about it, but just like the shul can live with its foxhole and can zechan aitz again, in other words, can figure out how to live with it, the husband can live with it too. So it's not so egregious that he should have the power to go and be mefer. That's what Rav Ada Bar Hava says. So Ibazoi, back to our Mishnah. How can we say in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said, well, it depends on Niyos and Ashirois, and he should have been made for, he could have been made for, he didn't, and therefore he has to make Ksuba. He couldn't have been made for, it's not Inu Nefesh, according to Rabbi Yossi, and according to Rav Ada Bar Hava, it's not Beinu Ela Beinu. So he didn't have the authority to be made for in the first place. How do you walk my skin on? You're going to Tolinu, Lekishutea, Betasha Shemita, that she made a connection between the Kishutim and Tasha Shemita. What does that mean? The Omer, Ye Osir Hanuas, Tashmishcha olai, she is saying to the husband, I'm asering the hano of your tashmish on me, im eskashet. I make a neder, I'm not going to be miskashet. And if I will be miskashet, I'm asering the hano as tashmish olai. Now, that hano as tashmish olai, of course, obviously affects the relationship between husband and wife. Like Rabbi was pointing out before, it's a two-way street. You can't have, you can't say, I'm only asering tashmish on me, but not on you. I mean, you can't have tashmish one way. It's got to be the husband and wife together. And therefore, since she is now making a neder, where she's tying it into the tashmish, now he has the right to go and be mefer. K'di Omer Rav Kahana, the Omer Rav Kahana, Hanoas tashmishi alecha koife umisham shasoi, Hanoas tashmishcha alai, yofer lefish emachin le'odim dover osir loy, period. So what does that mean? Hanoas tashmishi alecha. If she says to the husband, I am asering my hanoah from my tashmish on you, in other words, I don't want you to have hanoah from living with me, he can ignore her, and koifa, he can go and force her, misham shase. You're my wife, you can't go and aser on me my right to go and live with you. That's one of the basic rights of a husband and wife. I want to have the right to live with you. You can't answer that on me. However, hanos tashmishcha alai, if she says, but I don't want to have a no from your tashmish on me, this is just like the Rashi we saw before in Samach Aleph from his base, where it's really two sides of the same coin, but nevertheless it depends on how she expresses herself. If she says, hanos tashmishcha alai, I don't want to have a no from your tashmish on me, then yofer. He has the right to go and be mefer, and he should be mefer. You cannot force someone to go and eat something that they have prohibited on themselves. Something which is osir, like something which is chazim in a Torah, or a person who goes and makes a neder. I'm not going to eat cherries. You can't force them to eat cherries because they osir it upon themselves with a neder. You can't do it. And therefore, says the Gemara, if she makes such a neder, ye osir hanor tashmish cholai, I'm asking on me, Hanoah, from you. So you can't force yourself on her and say, I ignore your neder. You're feeding her something which is a dover ha'asr. And therefore, he has to go and be made for the neder. And that's why we have a tain on him, says Rabbi Yossi. Why weren't you made for? Since he wasn't made for, and now she wants to break up the marriage. But it's not a foregone conclusion, because we're talking about that there was a tanai element over here. What was it tonight? She said, if I'm going to go and adorn myself, then should be from you, from my husband. Then should be osir to me. So what do you have to be made for? Says the Gemara, it's only going to become osir if she's miskashit. Let her not be miskashit. And don't let her go and shmir herself. Don't let her use cosmetics and all the rest, and then you won't have that back up part of the neder that if I'm miskashit, you also know that she will lie. He won't be miskashit, and she won't have that isser, and don't be mefer. Says the Gemara, that's a very theoretical possibility. In practice, it doesn't work. Kain korulam menufelis. If a lady is never going to be miskashit, so that this part of the neder should not be triggered, that she shouldn't be also with the tashmish and her husband, she's going to walk down the street and she's going to smell, or she's going to look unpleasant, and therefore all of her friends are going to scream at her, and she's going to scream at herself. Rashi says, "Imkein korula menuvelis v'chi mevazu mikashta." When she feels that she is now the center of attraction, and that people are humiliating or shaming her, either by saying it directly or look at Sprinza, gefährlich. 5 years already, she hasn't worn any makeup and no this and that, and she hasn't taken a bath or a shower. She's gefährlich. What do you think? Mekashta. She eventually is going to get the message, and she's going to be mekushetis. Therefore, ishtakas, the neder zeh oysa Allah. This is not the type of thing that she can hold out forever. Maybe she can hold out for a week, and maybe for a month, and maybe for 6 months. But eventually, korula minu fellas, and therefore eventually she's going to be miskashit. So eventually she's going to trigger the second half of the neder. She's going to be asura to live with her baal because she asked upon herself hanos tashmishcha alai. So that's why he has the right to be mefer. Frank Dimar. Why don't we go and say, okay, fine, she'll be miskashit. And now she's going to be osir lebal. And then we should go and say, let's go back to the Mishnah on the Samach Aleph Amid Beis. Ila Beis Shammai, Shtei Shabbosis. Ila Beis Hil, Shabbos Achas. Why don't we go and say that the Isser then will be chal for the 2 weeks vis-a-vis Beis Shammai, or the 1 week vis-a-vis Beis Hil. Says the Gemara, Hani mili hecha de odra ihu de sovra mirsach rosach ilavai. Vahashta moisiv date. Havel hocha de nodra I bishosikla sovra mid ishtik misnahu de sanila. What's the Gemara asking? What's the kasha over here? The kasha over here is when we go back to our Mishnah for a second and we talked about the loitis kashet. If you go back to the end of the Mishnah, 4 lines before the end, Hamadar is ishish loitis kashet. The echad may call haminim. She made such a neder. Now that we're learning according to Shmuel, that she made the neder, and the husband was mekayim either affirmatively or by his silence. Yoytzvi eating suva. So you don't give a month time period for reconciliation. Yoytzvi is a yoytzvi alta on the spot eating suva. Why? After all, if the form of the neder, the neder is not just shloys eskashet, because we said according to Rabbi Yossi, That's not inu nefesh, and that's not even beino lebeino according to Rav Ada Bar Ahava. So how could the husband be involved over here, being mekayim the neder, the made for the neder? It's talking in a case of the Gemara that she coupled that neder. Lo yiskashet, and im eskashet, then hanoas tashmishi or hanoas tashmishcha should be osur olai, and you can't force a person to go and eat a dover she osula. And that was the question. So for Gemara, okay, fine. I mask him that eventually she's going to be miskashed, because she otherwise going to call her menuvelis. And therefore, this part of the neder that she's not allowed to go and live with the husband will be triggered. Hanos shmish chalai will now be aser. So why did it say in our Mishnah, yoitz v'yitin ksuva? It should be totally in the machlek between Beisham and Beisil. Do we wait for 2 weeks? Do we wait for 1 week? Don't we have a steer between the two Mishnayas? And for the Gemara, when do we say that 2 week, 1 week situation is? If he made the neder, going back to the Gemara, Hani milhecha de odra ihu. Ihu means that he made the neder. And odra doesn't mean a lush in the keva. The odra oisa really should be a mapik cake. A mapik hey. The odra ihu. That he is neder against her. The sovereign. Now she says to herself, why did my husband aser himself upon me? Why? For 2 weeks or for 1 week? Obviously, Mesech Rasech Yilavai. Obviously, he's very upset with me. I didn't do something. I didn't go and make a rice. He always loves to have steak once a week, and this week I didn't make a steak. And he's saying, I'm now making a steak out of it, and I'm going to protest, and I'm so angry at you. So I don't want to have any Hanor from Tashmish with you. So she figures he's now upset. However, Mahashtim Weisadate. In a week from now, in 2 weeks from now, he'll cool off and say, okay, I'm willing to reconciliation, take some therapy, counseling, we'll work it out. Avahacha, here the neder ihi, she is making the neder and saying that I want there to be a cessation of tashmish if I'm going to be miskashit. And we know she's going to be miskashit. Vishosikla, why is he silent? I mean, wouldn't the husband want that his wife should be available for beer? Sovereign. Now she says to herself, Midishtik, by the fact that he is quiet and he allowed this neder to be chal, Mislahudasanili, he must hate me. And Kemayim Panamul Panam, if he hates me, that means I should hate him, and therefore this marriage is over. Nothing to talk about. Don't wait a week, don't wait a day. Let's go to Bezin and let's end it right here. And with this, we've concluded this part of the Gemara. A little bit challenging Gemara, but nishkeferlich. And now we get back to Rabbi Yossi, where Rabbi Yossi says there's no blanket rule that applies to all women across the board, because it really depends whether you're a niois or a shirois. Rabbi Yossi says by niois not kitzva, and by shirois is 30 days. What does that mean? An ania is not accustomed to having kishutim all the time. They can live for a while without being miskashet because they come from poor households. And every penny that they had, they used for food, or they used for shelter. They didn't have extra money to buy cosmetics and for perfumes and shmirachs and things of that nature. So therefore, Aniyos has one din. Ashirais, however, where they are used to taking manicures and pedicures every other day and having all types of perfumery and being made up and who knows what. So then it's a shloishim yoim type of situation. 30 days they can hold out, but they can't hold out for more than that. But what's the Aniyos shir? So it said in our Mishnah, if he gave her a kitzvah of a week, a month, some sort of deadline, okay, she knows that when that deadline ends, she'll be able to be miskashet. However, if you're talking about forever and ever, she'll us a kitzvah that she cannot live with, like the Gemara said, karula minuveles, so then go and give a get with a ksuma. So now the Gemara asks, the Mishnah told the shloi nosin kitzvah, but how much is a kitzvah, a kama kitzvah? What would be a normal timeline where if she made such a neder and he was Mekayim the neder, what's the din that the marriage will continue and there won't be a get and ksuba because she can hold out? How long is that? You know, Mishmo, you're based Chodesh. But Aniyah is for a year. For a year, after all, she has not been taking cosmetics anyway for a long time, so she can last a whole year. Rabbi Bechanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Esr Shanim, even 10 years. That is, of course, astounding to us when the cosmetics and the makeup industry is, you know, multi-billion-dollar industry and all the women, shmir and all that. But I guess in the times of the Mishnah, that was not the case. It's certainly not by Aniyos that they knew nothing about all this stuff. So even 10 years, she makes a neder, he's Mekayim at 10 years. No need to run to Bezin and to go and give a get or ksuba. Chizam Rav Imi, regia, one yontif that she came. But he says, well, miskashri is regia. Every yontif, three times a year, they want to be presentable, especially if they're going to Yerushalayim, they're going to meet all their friends and all the rest. So, and Andra Maisa, so then every regal. If he says, until what, if she made a nate until from now until Sukkis, and the husband was not Mayfair, well, you can hold out until Sukkis. But if it becomes beyond that, Einlen Kitzva, oh, then Yoitzvi Yitin Ksuba. Bashir is Lamia. Bashir is 30 days. Maisha Lamia. Where do you get 30 days from? Why don't you say a week? Why don't you say a day? 6 weeks. What's that? It's a month. Rabbi, she can Isha Chashuva. Nenes Merech Yishutel Lamia Join. It's a Chashuva lady. She puts on as a Gitta perfume, but the perfume has such a wonderful scent, you can still smell it up to 30 days later. So she still gets the benefit of that Reich of those Kishutim Lamia Join. And therefore, she can hold out a month not having to put on new applications of perfume. But more than that, by that time, the scent has gone away, it's dissipated, and therefore, this now becomes a major issue for her. Okay, we start the next Mishnah. Now we're talking about things which perhaps we can relate to, perhaps a little bit more, maybe we can, maybe we can't. Hamadas Isha Shleitel Chabesavia. Her husband is very upset. Every Muntig and Donishtig, that means every Monday and Thursday, his wife says she wants to go to her parents' home. And I don't want you to go to your parents' home. You stay here. What? You're always going to your mommy. You know. Call on the telephone. Well, I guess they didn't have telephones in those days. Anyway, so he makes a nate against his wife. Shleitel Chabesavia. Bizman Shehu Ima Be'ir. Now, Bizman Shehu Ima means that the father or the base of Viha is Ima Be'ir in the same city. Chodesh Echad Yikayim. For 1 month, they can continue with the marriage, and you don't have to go and say, Yoitz V'Yitin Ksuba, because, okay, for 1 month, she won't go to Beis Aviyah. She'll abstain from visiting her parents for 1 month. Shnayim, once you're getting into the second month, you know, I can't hold out. I'm so close to my mother, to my parents. I can't go and live long distance. We live in the same city. Not to go and visit them at least once a month. Once a month, okay, I can live with it. But more than that, Yoitz V'Yitin Ksuba. What happens if they live in different cities? Then Regel Echad Yikayim. If it's for one yontif, he says, next yontif is Sukkis. This Sukkis, we're not going to your parents. Forget about it. They live in upstate New York, and it's freezing Sukkis. I'm not going there. You could stand on your head. I can't sleep in the Sukkah when it's freezing at night. Ichkanish. Okay, one. But if you say even Pesach, two regalim. Now, Amish doesn't talk about two. Amish only talks about one and three. Regel echad yikayim, shloish yitin tetuva. So in other words, not my case of Pesach, but Shmuz. And the obvious question is, but what about Pesach? What about the second regel? The Gemara is going to address that as soon as we start the Gemara. So, what's up is, why are we talking about regalim? So Rashi says, because that's the derech of a daughter to go from time to time for yontif to her parents. And even today, that's very common. Young couples go to his parents or her parents for yontif, for Shabbos once in a while, but for yontif for sure, they want to enjoy the yontif. So if he says, one yontif, we're not going, okay, yikai. Three Yom of Tov, we're not going to your parents. Yoitzvi Tzuba, give a Ksuba Alta, give a get, and get out of here. What about two? We'll see in the Gemara. Hamadu Zishulei Teilech Lebeisa Ovel Oy Lebeisa Mishta. I don't want you going anymore to Menachem Ovel, and I don't want you to go anymore to any Chasanis. Doesn't give any time limitation. Yoitzvi Tzuba, Menesha Noel Befanel. He is locking the door in front of her face. The Gemara is going to go and say, no, a mele, he prevents her from going to chasanis, I can understand. Every lady wants to go to a party, to a chasanis, to a mitzvah, wants to get out and social life. Not being able to be so avos, nishkeferlich, you know, halavai, we wouldn't have to ever be menachem avos. The Gemara is going to ask that tomorrow. The Gemara is going to go and say, because people treat you like you treat them. If Mrs. Smith never comes to Menachem Avos, she never goes to Levaya, she never goes to console people, then Chas V'Shalom, when she passes away, nobody's going to go to her Levaya, nobody's going to go and console her Mishpacha. She never came to me, why should I go to her? So, because of that, you know you'll be Fanel, not only the Chasanis and the Simchas, but also times of Tzar, when people are sitting Shiva, you're not going to come to me, I'm not going to come to you. Etc. However, if he says the reason why is because of Dover Acher, Rishon, what's with Dover Acher? Rashi says, the Gemara is going to go and say that unfortunately, if you're talking about a situation where that Chasana or that Beis Ovel, this priestess over there, that people don't act the way they're supposed to, that's why I don't want you to go. I don't want you to be influenced. The people not dressed properly, they don't talk properly. I don't want you to be under that Hashba. Stay home. Then Rishon, then it's okay.
One quick question.
Even two.
Yeah, I understand the concept
I'm making a neder that you can't benefit from me, vice versa, or anything else. But that you can't benefit from your father, that you can't benefit. What kind of neder is that? You can't go to base Avel to a mitzvah. Right. I'm making a neder of you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Continue on.
So there is such a thing.
It is an effective neder to the extent that Agamora says that the Yotz of eating Suma. Because
how can I make a neder? You can't do this mitzvah, Nachamono. That if it's chal on you.
How can you go and make a neder against the other person not to do a dvar mitzvah?
Yeah, I can do that. I mean, to each other, you know, and certainly if you can't do bia, you can't forbid each other, there's no such thing. You can't go to Beis Avel.
Just like you can't prevent a person from, you can't go make a neder, don't put on tefillin.
Right,
make a neder, don't put on tzitzis.
Right.
Make a neder not to go to a Beis Avel.
That you can't.
I understand, yeah, but about yourself is a different thing. Okay, let's think about it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Good question. We'll try to give some thought and try to get back to you. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now, so says the Mishnah, Omelah, Al Menashe Tumi LePloini Masha Martali. He goes and makes a neder that you have to go and tell Ploini what you told me, or Masha Martali Cho, or what I told you, or she Tehei Memala Umaara LeAshpa, or she should go and pour things out in the Ashpa. In all these cases, Yoytzvi Tiksuva, this seems to be a little bit vague. Says Rashi, Yomar Mefarish Mishnah. We'll see tomorrow the explanation for all of this. Getting back to the beginning of the Mishnah, we said about regel. Regel echad yikayim, shloisha yoitzi, freitimori gufakasha, have a steer anyway. Amis regel echad yikayim, hoshnaim yoitzi. Vitin ksuva, it's mashma that if he asked her to go to her parents' home for yontiv, one, okay, she has to hold out. But two, yoitzi vitin ksuva. Because only one. Ema seifa, shloisha yoitzi vitin ksuva, hoshnaim yikayim. So make up your mind. Om rabbi, seifa son the kohenis. Oh, seifa is talking about kohenis. In other words, the first case we're talking about, regel echad, that's talking according to Remeir, or Rabbi Kiva, whoever the Tana is of our previous Mishnah. That what? You're talking about Yisrael, regel echad. Now when you're talking about three regalim, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say before? Rabbi Yehuda, said that when it comes to a kohen, actually we say kohenis, we really mean an ashes kohen, then we have to give a longer period of time. Because we don't want him to be such a hothead. He's going to go and give a get. Afterwards, he's going to regret it, and it's going to be too late. He won't be able to take her back, because it's a koyim et agrusha. So therefore, a Yisrael is a one regal. Two regalim, forget about it. When you talk about a ashes koyim, even two regalim, don't press this get button. You got to wait. Three regalim, oh, then you have to go and give a get, and if he regrets it later, next time, use more seichel. Rabbi Ula Amalekasha, Kamer Dufa, Kamer Shein Redufa. It really depends on how often she goes to her father. If she keeps on going every single day, every single week, every single month, so then you can go and ask her only once, because she's constantly going. If you're talking about, however, that she only goes from time to time, then you can hold out even for 2 months, because anyway she doesn't go on a regular basis. She goes irregularly. If she goes regularly, then after one regular. If she does not go regularly, then after two regalim. And now the Gemara, based on what we just had now, brings two beautiful taiches and two beautiful psukim, all related to this inyan. Why would a married woman want to go to her parents? Says the first pasuk, I feel so good in their midst. I feel like bisholim, that everything is so peaceful and tranquil. Rabbi Yochanan kekalish nimtzis shleim bebeis chamia uredufa leilech ulahagit shvacha beis avia. She's constantly going back to her mother and her father and telling the good news. We were the first Shabbos over there by the mechutanim, by my new in-laws. What a nice, the way they treated me, so beautifully. They treated me like, not like a kala, like a Queen Elizabeth herself when she was still alive. They gave me the crown jewels. I'm so happy. I found, perfection. And a similar possibility, the time will come in Yetz Hashem when we'll be reunited with the Kaddish Baruch Hu at the time of the Geula. You're not going to call me Baal anymore. Now you're going to call me Ishi. What's the difference between Ishi and Baali? Like a Kala with full-fledged Nisuin and not just Erisin. When you Kala Erisin, it's only a half a marriage because she's still living with her parents. She's not living with her husband yet. When there's Nisuin, oh, doesn't Ishi, doesn't my man. What does Ishi have to do with his Rashi? Ishi is Lashon Ishus V'Nisuin. She's saying, now he's my full-fledged Ish. I'm my I'm now the Isha. Oh, I'm so happy there. And that's why it says Tikri Ishi. At that point, when the Gula Shlem will come, will now say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the relationship between Hashem, Kaviyoch, and Rabbi Shlem is one of Nisuin, and not just Bali, only a case of Edison. Mitchell, you continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
I took a quick look below.
Yeah. Okay.
If you go to your father's house, you can't be handed off my money anymore. Uh-huh. That's why you can't go. But if you do go...